Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining my sister, my friend, tonight. We're so glad to have tuned in with us tonight. We want to let you know that we appreciate your patience with us while we have been absent. Thank you so much for your patience. Tonight, we have a special guest tonight, one of our great friends, our sister and confidant, minister, evangelist, Brenda Williams. She will be talking to us tonight about her ministry and what God has for her to give to the ladies. I have been acquainted with Sister Brenda for about 3 years now. She has been to the Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church and wrecked the house a few times. She's been with us at our annual women's retreats, and she's just such a joy and a pleasure to be with and around. She's such a great woman of God. She's real. She keeps it real. And I just love her dearly. First of all, though, I want my panel to go ahead and introduce themselves and say hello to the listening audience. Beverly, would you say hello to our audience tonight?
Good evening, everyone. I hope that everyone will get a chance to call in and ask our guests some questions this evening. We look forward to hearing from everyone this evening.
All right. Minister Henderson, are you still there?
I am. Good evening, everyone.
Right.
This is Pastor Henderson of Hope of Glory Fellowship, Garland, Texas, as well as Ashes of Beauty Ministries Incorporated, and we look forward to having a wonderful forum on tonight with Evangelist Brenda Williams.
Amen, amen. And without further ado, Minister Evangelist Brenda Williams, would you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little about your ministry?
Amen. To God be the glory. First of all, I always like to give honor to my Heavenly Father, who is the center of my life. And I need you guys to excuse me, because I've been dealing with allergies. And it's so, if I just sound a little crackly, then you know what's going on. But I am Evangelist Brenda Williams, called to the ministry, been saved for 23 years. To God be the glory to be able to stand in the midst of everything and yet still proclaim that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the most precious Holy Ghost. That's how my grandmother and them used to testify years and years ago. So I still love the old way that I've been taught, and I love my foundation. Wouldn't trade anything for it. God has called me to a unique ministry. I feel like Nehemiah, how Nehemiah had to go in and deal with the work that he was called to do. He was qualified to do it. God has given me a ministry of spiritual warfare, awakening truth. A lot of people don't want to deal with, yet behind the scene dealing with demonic forces, and some don't realize where it comes from because they're fighting it in the flesh. And we know clearly Ephesians says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So that's one of the things that God has called me to do. Did I want that? No, I didn't. It was birthed out of a marriage that I fought totally in the spirit, fleshly, because I wasn't taught how to deal with spiritual warfare, even though the pastors may teach on the surface, but they never go under the waters to dig deep to find out that, you know, Sister Lewis is not my enemy. Brother so-and-so is not my enemy. But because we charge the flesh, because it's coming from flesh, but it's really Satan that uses a body to be able to attack us, and we're not aware of a lot of things that the enemy throw at us because we think and we charge that individual for attacking us because we don't really know or hear or listen to the demonic forces that are going on. So God has really dealt with me in that because he has spoke to me and told me that everybody has training classes for everything but spiritual warfare. And, you know, I'm like, what? I know you ain't talking to me like that, you know, because you know, when you're fighting spiritual warfare, you know the enemy is going to set up the ambush against you because he's coming after us because he doesn't want to be exposed of who he really is. And if we really learn who he really is, then we will have power over him, and then we'll know when he's coming because we're on guard. We're putting on the whole arm of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Why are there so much bickering going on in the church? Why is there so many enemies against this sister, that sister? It's because we're all fighting against each other, but we're not going after the root of the problem, which is the enemy. Not saying Satan is doing everything, because it's a mixture of our flesh because of who we are in the flesh. So there's a mixture of everything, and if we don't know how to separate all three of them, who is it coming from, flesh? Is it coming from the enemy? Or what is God allowing to happen in our lives? So that's the time that we really need to learn how to walk this thing so that we can be victorious in fighting against the enemy through prayer, through the training. So God has actually allowed me to start teaching it. I tried to get away from it. I tried to set it down. I tried to do everything under the sun to get away from this because I know I stay under attack. You know, so I tried to get away from it. Truly, I did. But God seems to keep bringing me back because it's going to be a time that they're going to seek after you, Brenda. There's going to be a time that they're going to want to know how to fight the attacks on their minds and how to stand against the enemy and what to do. So I am having classes. I do teach it once a month. I haven't taught January and February because God is allowing me to restructure it. So when my class do come back, it will be set in order because God is a God of order. And that's why I'm creating order before I actually start it back. So we're going to start our first class on March the 20th, the third Saturday in March. It will be for 2 hours, and God is allowing me to walk it through and how to structure it and how to have the order, how he wants it. So it's all about God and training the people in your ministry, training the people. And, of course, it's not going to be, you talk about the overflow, but I speak it, that it will be the overflow. I speak that they will come, and I am learning to change my mindset rather than defeat myself and say, don't nobody want to come because don't nobody want to know about the enemy. So I have to change my way, what I'm speaking out in the atmosphere and say, yes, they are coming. Yes, I'm going to have a class. Yes, I'm going to be able to train the women and the men of God to be able to stand against the demonic forces or to be alert. Preachers, pastors, all of us need to know that because we struggle with that as well when our own kicks the heels up against us, when we all sit in the pulpit together and the very person that sits next to me is kicking against me. How do I deal with that? Because it's easy for me to shut you out and don't fool with you anymore. That's easy to do, but is it easy to keep loving you? That's the problem that I see the church having, because we don't love when somebody kicks against us because we think we charge that individual. Yes, I used to think they know what they're doing, Jesus. Oh, they know exactly what they're doing. I don't have time for that. But little did I know that it was an attack. That's why sometimes we got to walk in this battle being silent. Where I get my, you know, the Christians don't know how to help one another because we're so busy tearing down each other. We're so busy telling everybody else's business. So we don't know how to cover one another when we're in battle. There is a battle going on. There is a war, and the demonic world is real. If you don't believe in the enemy, keep living. It's all I can tell you, because it ain't when he comes. It's not if he comes. It's when he comes. And when he comes, are you equipped enough? A lot of people don't know how to get out of the bed and get dressed for the war. We just pray and we go on uncovered. And then when they run us over in traffic, we slip out a word. Or when our boss catches unaware and we didn't know where that hit was coming from because we're not being prepared for the war. Police officers do not go out without being covered with their bulletproof, with their guns, with everything that they need, because they don't never know what's going to hit them. So they have to be covered. They have to be protected. And so it is in the spirit realm. We are all soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we have to be fully equipped for this demon out here and over our community, over our families, over our mindset. Don't want us to come out. He don't want to ever be exposed, because if the church really know who he was, he wouldn't stand a chance in the church, because he will be ran out every time he enter into our church. So that's what I do. I'm praying for a prosperous year that they will come and be learned. And even if you do know it, it's always good to be equipped some more. It's always good to go through training as much as you can and learn as much as you can. The Bible said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. There may be something that you thought you knew, but you're missing an ingredient. So that's what I'm saying. If we can all come together and sow a seed in somebody's life and say, you need this. You may not need it now. You may not be in warfare now, but one day you will be. So take this information and equip yourself. I have to get ready for the armor every day. I can have a peaceful day. Don't let your guards down. Keep your armor on. Because in them peaceful days, it's still a time to say up a prayer because you don't know who's going to hit you. The person next to you may say something that offends you. So we just got to learn to be equipped, and that's what God has assigned me to do. And I am taking people that are interested in coming to the class. I will leave that open. Sister Lewis, she has all my information. If they want me to give the information to them, my phone number, I would be more than happy to add you to the list and welcome you to the class. We are in for a time, Sister Lewis, we're in for a great time starting up in March because God has called order, and he is ordering me to make sure that it is structured, that it's order, and if the Holy Ghost come in and want to do a different thing, honey, we welcome the Holy Ghost in anything that we do because it's just about Jesus, and it's about living a prosperous and a healthy life while on earth.
That
Amen.
Wonderful.
That's not what
Amen.
I have to say. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Lewis.
Well, all right, Brenda, I'm going to open it up for our listeners to call in at 310-982-4126 for any questions that we might have for Evangelist Williams and our my panel. Do you have any questions you would like to ask?
I do have one question. I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I do have one question for Evangelist Williams. Did you mention the price for the camp, I think you said, in March, and what the dates are?
I have the dates, but God has not given me the price of the fees yet. They will be very affordable fees to be able to sow because I got great things that you guys are getting at that. When I do it big. They always get on me about that because I just like to do stuff in spirit of excellence and don't charge the people. But God has given me to get that together. So that's coming out way before it starts, and you don't have to pay it right. So God is working with that. It's still pending.
Amen. Okay, so would that be the one-day event or would that be your two-day camp?
This here is going to be different. I'm not going to get – he didn't lead me to do a camp this time, but he did lead me to do a graduation. It's just a lot of great things inside of that. It's once a month.
Okay.
We're going
going
to be doing a lot of teaching, but we're going to be doing some hands-on training.
Amen. Wonderful.
If that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am. Wonderful.
So, Brenda, you express your passion as to be to do this because God had led you to expound on that a little bit more. Was it because of some trials that you had gone through, or was it because of just some needed information that the people need, or what pushed you actually into doing this?
Oh, good question. Awesome question. I didn't know, being in church all of my life, you know, being a little girl growing up in the Church of God in Christ and, you know, didn't ever hear about, I've always heard about the devil, but I never knew who was the devil because it was never taught to me. Even as I went astray and came back and got back in the Holiness Church, got back in church, and then I'm still hearing about the devil, you know, Satan and this, and I'm like, who is he? You know, I always thought that you were my enemy because it was never taught like that. It was never been broken down, and I went into a marriage that it was very demonic. I fought it in the spirit. I mean, I fought it in the flesh because I didn't know spiritual warfare. And it's a lot of us, we will be truthful, we really don't know spiritual warfare. Now, some of us probably do. Half of us don't. I'm going to be the one to tell you I didn't know because I was never taught that. So now when I was in the marriage it was very, all of the attacks, and I didn't know what was going on. I attacked it with my mouth. I did some things. I said some things because I didn't know. And after the divorce ended, then that's when God began to start dealing with me and giving me that ministry because I didn't know. And he told me that. He said, everybody trains for everything else but spiritual warfare. He laid that in my lap. And to be honest with you, when we're fighting a battle in our mind, you're fighting depression, you're fighting illness, you're fighting this and you're fighting that, where is all of that coming from? Is our loving God putting that on us? What is going on? So he's having me to get into that. I wanted a ministry of encouragement. I don't know how to encourage. Oh, I can say, sister, you all right. But when he's giving you a ministry of spiritual warfare, that is something that cannot be taken lightly at all.
Right.
And I learned that through the going through my marriage. And I look at this, Sister Lewis and listeners, that we all are in this. We all serve the same God. We all have different specialty that we are assigned to different areas of life in ministry, but we serve the same God. If you look at the doctors, all of them are MDs, medical doctors, but all of them have specific areas that they deal with. I can't go to the heart doctor asking the heart doctor to fix my feet. I cannot go to the allergy doctors and go to the radiology or whatever, if you see my point. The point is we all in this together, but a lot of us are different areas that we're called to that God knows that you can handle. I didn't think I could handle this because all my life is I'm fighting. I'm tired of fighting, Jesus. I'm tired of being on the battlefield. Somebody got to do it. So I guess why he called me out. How come I can't have a women's ministry? You know, so I get the hard stuff and got to go through the hard trials. You know, I'm just like, okay, Jesus, really? So really, you call me
Jesus? Amen, amen, amen.
I was asking,
I understand,
can I reply,
that,
honey?
Okay, can you not? Do I have to do this, huh? But
to do this assignment?
Okay, is this really what you got? is that what you got? Well,
I understand that it
is a battle that we go through daily. So my question would be: do you think that it's more of a mind thing, or do you think it's more? Is it physical, or you know, what is your take on it? Do we have the mental? Is it mental, or is it physical?
Well, spiritual warfare is our mindset. You know, the enemy comes in to attack our minds, and if he can attack our minds the way we think, and if he can get us to doubt God, we have to have the word. We are no match to the enemy at no time. I don't care how big and bad you
Amen.
Are. We're
right.
no match to the enemy. The only way we're going to defeat him is through the word.
The
and
word.
Because some of us has the slavery mentality that we feel like we can't do and we can't be and we can't be all that we in God because the enemy comes back to bring up how we were in the past. You're not doing anything. You're not going nowhere. So what is that? Is that coming from myself or is it coming from the enemy? Where is all of this coming from? In the physical, no, it is not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. And that's something that we have to learn how to deal with because if God didn't intend for us to know spiritual warfare, he wouldn't have never wrote it through Paul. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Everybody want to preach on everything else, but tell me how to be successful when I leave church and when I got a battle in my mind that I want to fornicate or if I want to go out and rob and talk about somebody. Where is them spirits coming from? Who's creating that? So, yeah, you talk about mentally, it's attacked mentally, and you talk about the physical. It's not a physical fight. We've put it a physical fight because we want to fight with our mouth. But if we learn how to fight in the spirit realm and take it to the Lord in prayer. Now, God does give us wisdom to talk. He doesn't tell us to shut up. He gives us wisdom. He commands us certain things to do. You can talk to the enemy. You don't have to be a punk to him. I see you, Satan. And I rebuke you, and I bind you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. And we have to learn how to use the word against the enemy and yet still say, the best life I'm going to live is the best life I'm living right now.
Right, regardless ma'am. Of the attacks that I have to go through, regardless of how I have to go through it, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God said I was more than a conqueror. I am not to be defeated. I know that we go through things that are disappointing. We go through losing loved ones. We go through sickness and we go through diseases or whatever else. But God, you said in your word, you was wounded for my transgression. Mm-hmm. And you was wounded for my iniquity, and the chastisement of peace was upon you, and with your stripes I'm healed. But what Satan comes to do, he comes to tell our mind, you're not healed. You're going to die. You're going to do this. And we got to learn how to switch that mindset and charge God with his word, because that's all he knows is his word. Now, Lord, I'm speaking your word. I'm believing your word. I'm confessing your word. Mm-hmm. I need you to see me. I don't need the enemy to keep defeating me or keep thinking that I'm just doing this at naught.
Right.
So, yeah, we got to battle with that. We got to battle with depression. We got to battle with disappointment. We got to get up, stand boldly, and declare the word. The reason the enemy comes to us is because we are not worded enough to stand against him. We only get a little bit of word, and then he got to come in and say, boo, and we done slid back and took a seat and allow him to wreak havoc in my life. I have set it down. I have allowed. I have to confess. The Bible said true confession is good for the soul, and I have to confess. Many times I allow him to come in. I allow the enemy to knock on my door and sit here, and here I am, the woman of God, speaking the word, deal with spiritual warfare, and you think Satan going to come in here and just have me at a bed of ease? It's a fight with me. I'm battling my mind. I'm battling getting out of the flesh. I'm battling I'm trying to take cover. I'm trying to hide. Who can pump me with some word for me to go back out on the battlefield rather than talk about me and push me down? See, that's another thing that we have to do.
Amen. All right. That was the answer that I was looking for, because I really wanted you to expand on that, because I feel like it's mainly in our minds also, because we can't do anything physically about it, about our spiritual warfare anyway. We have to fight it with the word of God. We have to be prepared when we go out every day, because as soon as we walk out the front door, we don't even have to get out the front door. He's going to attack, and he's attacking first in the mind, because he gives us the spirits of fear. Intimidation, just fright. He just frightens us every day. So because we always think the words and the negative and not the positive. So that was a good point that I wanted to bring about the mentality of that. So thank you so much for expounding on it. We have any more questions? I see we've been joined by our sister Gilmore. Sister Gilmore, do you have any questions? Hello? Are you there? I'm going to put her on the spot. But okay. do we have any other questions from our panel? Beverly, do you have any questions?
No, I'm just enjoying listening to I really enjoyed that last remarks you gave to your question. She's just answering a lot of questions that we sometimes sit in the church house, and like she said, how do we figure out what to do after Sunday? How do we get the answers so we can survive? I'm looking forward to her coming back to our program again and giving us some more help and winning this battle. I'm just enjoying listening to her this evening.
Amen. Very good. Minister Henderson?
Well, I must agree with Evangelist Williams. I think she was a fly on the wall on yesterday, because what she just spoke about is what I spoke of on yesterday. And I share with the people, as she forestated, where is all this coming from? But it's like David said in the 51st number of Psalms, we were born into sin and shaped in iniquity, did our mothers conceive us. And as she was saying, but when we become sons and daughters of God, where's all this attack coming from? Well, as Ashley Ford stated, the word says darkness and light will always be in warfare and conflict against one another at all times. And God said that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we get saved, the only part of us that gets saved is our spirit man. Then we have to turn around and renew our minds, as Romans 12:1 says. And then once the mind is renewed, we have to present the body. So we have to die to the flesh every day, renew the mind with the word of God, just as Evangelist Williams said, so that we can do what? Have some fighting power.
Wow.
And only in the ammo that we have, of course, one of the main ammos is the word of God, standing on the word of God, speak it in our heavenly language, those that possess it in their arsenal. There are so many weapons that we do have. The blood of Jesus. So many people don't use the blood of Jesus anymore, but there's still power in the blood of Jesus, just as there's so much more power in the name of Jesus. So I agree with Evangelist Williams. She is so on point, and I can't wait to hear the date that's coming up in March.
Amen, amen. And you know what I want to also say is that this is what our new babies that are coming in to church, they need this information, because the first thing, because they don't know about a demonic world. They don't know. There are babies, and the enemy is waiting on them to snatch them out back in the world. That's why you have a lot of people running in and out, because once
in
they give their life to Christ, they're going to immediately be attacked of the enemy, and they don't know, and they don't know how, because their little information is really been sown into their life about it.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's a devil out there, but they don't know how to defeat him. What happens when my ex-boyfriend comes and say he's sorry, and I yield back into that mess, and I wallow back in it? That's why you have so many going in and out, in and out, in and out, because when they are under attack, they don't know what to do. That is why I'm so appalled at many churches, because I've learned out of the Caucasian church. Is that time up?
Yes. No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I hear a phone ring.
She may have lost connection and coming back in. You can continue, Evangelist.
Oh, okay. So when God has placed me into a Caucasian church, just to learn how they operate, because we've been in the African-American church for so long. Now we know it's shouting and dancing, speaking in tongues, and running up and down the aisles. But over here, they believe in worship, and they believe in structure. They believe in order.
See,
a lot of our African-American pastors, they don't raise up pastors within the church.
Right.
And you don't have to be a pastor to be out to have a church. But you can pastor those ministries inside of your church, because if the leadership of an African-American church will catch a hold to what the Caucasian church is doing, a lot of us as evangelists wouldn't be out there like that.
Exactly.
Were you
with us yesterday?
I was not with y'all. I was over on the MC program, huh?
But you said everything that I just said yesterday. Oh, my God.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. If you are a church, let's get out of the slavery mentality that we've been taught from our forefathers. Let us establish pastors within that church so they can help overcome a ministry that's been through drugs and alcohol. So when people, all walks of life is coming, everybody got a story, everybody got a background. There should be ministries for everybody in that church if you got ministers on your staff. You shouldn't have to send them out to raise a church unless God says it's time. So use those ministers. I've seen 500 members sitting on a seat and don't nobody have a ministry. They have a ministry and got to go out to be at. Can you preach?
Exactly.
That's why God is raising up evangelists, because their pastors are not listening. They're not listening to say, Pastor Brenda, okay, you teach spiritual warfare. When we get our newcomers in, let them go through a class of spiritual warfare so they will know, so they get out. They don't have to run Pastor Henderson's name down and say, I ain't been fed. I ain't been taught.
You're right.
Nobody's teaching me anything. Shut their mouth so when they go out, they can lie on you and let it be a lie, but God be the truth, because you're providing everything they need in your house.
Amen.
So let me give you an example, and I'll turn it back over to Sister Lewis. Here's an example. If you notice that when you drive up to a service station, you can eat Subway, you can have Taco Bell, you can have the mini store, you can have the pharmacy. Everything is in that one-stop
yes.
shop. So
yes.
why can't it be the church?
That's right. And it
why
should
can't it be.
The church? And it should be. Exactly.
It should
exactly.
be. Because we all are in this together.
Uh-huh.
So that means that we all are Christians, but we all have a different area. And it wouldn't be so much jealousy in the church because I stay in my lane. So if Minister Henderson is an encourager and I teach spiritual warfare, she may not be in a spiritual warfare season right now. So let me go ahead and get
right.
her encouraged. And if she's dealing with, if somebody called Pastor Henderson, Pastor Henderson, I am having a battlefield in my mind. Pastor Henderson should be able to say, I know Evangelist Williams. She
That's
teaches
right.
on this. Go to her class. Do you have the money or whatever? Well, let me call it back.
Exactly.
Evangelist woman
exactly.
don't have a dime. Can she still come? Yes, it ain't about the money. Bring her on in so we can teach her how to be successful in the
That's
warfare
right.
that she's having in her mind. Don't be jealous
yeah.
and say, I can do it when God ain't called you to do it.
When he haven't called you to do it, correct.
Have you ever noticed that when you go to the doctor and they can't specialize in a certain area, they give you a whole list of papers, say, here,
That's right.
I recommend X, Y, Z.
Yes,
why
ma'am.
Can't we
yes,
do that
ma'am.
For one another? It should
mm-hmm.
be an excuse for my classes not to be filled. Everybody in your church is battling with something. Send them over here. It ain't about how my ministry can grow. It's about getting these people saved and delivered, and we in this together. We in this
Christ
together.
Can grow.
Yes, all
that's
of
a
us
part
can.
Of each,
together.
Yes, yes. Because yes, that's a part of equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry.
The work
we have
of the
to be
ministry.
Equipped
have
to do the work of the ministry.
Right.
You
got to hold
yes.
on to them. They don't want them to come over there.
Yeah, because see what
great.
We do, we start off with a new membership class, and
mm-hmm.
then we move into the peacemaker class.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? So you can get the unforgiveness and grudges and bitterness out of your heart.
Right. Right.
Yes. That's the starting point everywhere.
Yes. Yes. And it's like she's saying, you go to a service station, everything is there that you can find. And it's just, and it made me think about that song, Come On In Where the Table Is Spread, while the feast of the Lord is going on, you know.
Hey,
and
Lord.
So the thing of that is we have to be, hold on just a moment. Will y'all have a seat in y'all car while I finish my sister, my prayer, please? I know y'all came to help because the car broke down. Can y'all have a seat while we finished it? Thank you. Sorry
Amen.
About that, listening audience. My car broke down just as the show started, so I'm on side of 635, on side of 30. But nevertheless, we're going to finish the business at hand. Amen? So,
Amen.
Amen.
But, and that's the thing, as she forestated, if warfare is not part of our church, because the thing about it, your mandate, every church walks in a different mandate. It is, as she forestated, at the doctor's office. If I'm going to the podiatrist for my feet, he can't do anything for my root canal.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, and I agree. Oh, God, what a great time tonight. I agree.
Amen. Yeah. Praise be God. I have one of my other panel members has joined us tonight. Carol, have you been listening in?
Hold on. Yeah, I've been paying attention.
All
I got
right.
one, everyone.
Do you have any questions for the evangelist tonight?
Not just yet. I was just kind of being hanging in the backdrop since I'm late to the party.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Evangelist, give us some of your contact information and the location of where the classes are going to be held, if you have that information available at this time.
Okay. I have, you guys can go ahead and visit my website. I have the information on the website. I will be posting here as soon as I get the dates confirmed of my location. My location is going to be on Polk. If you know where Eastgate Baptist Church is, we're in the midst of trying to get everything together so that I'll be able to have my dates and be able to be stable. I am believing the Lord for a building to build my class because I want it and I
Amen.
See it. being amazing. So if you can join in prayer with me and getting that building, and I am waiting for the Lord to release me to get it. It's just it's coming trickling down. I want to wait on my Heavenly Father, but in the meantime, that's where I'm looking to build everything there for now until the Lord moves me into the facility that I am praying about, because I believe one day it's going to be huge. I believe one day it's going to be great. God has shown me in a vision, and I'm waiting for him to bring that to pass. Only he can do that. But spreading it and making it available right now would be such a great thing to start. So I will give you my website. You can know more about me. It's not a, I don't have 500 pages on there, honey, because I don't believe it. I don't like to read all of that. I just like to get to the point. Give me some meat and let me go, and then I can sum it up. I don't like to do all that reading and find out how many classes and schools and doctors you got. To God be the glory that he did that, but I don't have the patience to do that. So I try to minimize my stuff because it's somebody out there thinks like me.
All right.
So if you're ready
Amen.
For the website, I give you
yes,
the
ma'am.
Website. Sister Lewis will do a post, and if you can give me their information as well, I can do a call and have you guys know where location it is and all that good stuff. So my website is Changing Lives.
Changing Lives.
Changing Lives, yeah, Changing, C-H-A-N-G-I-N-G, Lives is L-I-V-E-S.
Okay.
Worldwide.org.
Okay.
Yeah, I may see Sister Lewis on the website. I'm thinking that did we get you on the website?
I'm not for sure. I don't remember. But we can make that possible. We can make that happen. But, okay, to my listening audience, Evangelist Williams' website is changinglivesworldwide.org, changinglivesworldwide.org. So if you are interested or just want to go see what she's all about, go to her website at that information we just gave you. If we have any other callers that would like to speak with Evangelist Williams, you are free now to go ahead. Or those that are listening, you can dial 310-982-4126 and talk to Evangelist Williams or ask her any other questions that you might need answered tonight. We're here for you. I see we've had another caller to join us again, Sister Janice. Would you like to ask Sister Williams a question? Hello? Okay. Are there any other questions that are want to be asked tonight? Okay, Carol. Well, in the meantime, while you're trying to get there, Sister Williams, do you have any other announcements, or do you have any upcoming speaking engagements that we can come and support you at, or is there anything, any announcements that you would like to make? You have a question?
Yes. Somebody has a question.
Yes.
Question?
I was speaking to a young lady earlier today, and I wanted to know what you would tell her. She has been going to Baptist churches all of her life, and then 6 years ago she started listening or reading or doing a little bit of both with Jehovah's Witnesses. And
ooh.
She said she likes reading the material. But she goes to a Baptist church now, and then she goes to some of her family's church, and she's kind of torn between believing what the two ministries. She has a problem understanding the two ministries, Baptist Church and Jehovah's Witnesses. She kind of believes some of the stuff that she reads. She says that they tell her that there's only one, and that's Jesus. There is no Trinity. And I just wanted to know what you would tell that young lady.
Well, first I would ask her, what does she believe? Mm-hmm. That will be my first question to her. What does she believe? And whatever she believes is what she needs to stand on, because that's the trick of the enemy as well, can come in mm-hmm. and having you all twisted up in your mind, don't know which way to go, and every wind and doctoring. So that's what I would have to start with her, is ask her, what do you believe? And I would tell anybody, what you believe, that's what you stand on. Everybody thinks that their religion is right. Everybody thinks their doctrine is right. Well, I think my doctrine, my King James Version, is right. And there is nobody can come in and persuade me to think otherwise. I'm stuck with Christianity. I'm stuck with Jesus. I'm stuck with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I would share my testimony with her and sharing mm-hmm. with her what I believe to stabilize her mind and let her know that she shouldn't be confused. She can always go on there because I studied a different religion. And you can always go in there and study different religions, but first of all, you got to know what you believe, and you got to know who
believe.
You are, and what
right.
you believe, and how you believe. Because I have some belief with Baptists too. Baptists have belief with Church of God and Christ and holiness. You know, certain things everybody don't believe in. I believe what the Word says. If the Word says don't do it, don't do it. It goes for the Baptist. It goes for everybody. It's not a Baptist and a holiness. It's the way some of us been taught. Some of us been taught wrong. Some of us only been taught what our forefathers taught because they didn't know. So it's a generational cycle went down until you get in the Word. I tell everybody, establish your relationship with the Lord first. That's how I teach His people. I don't teach them.
Amen.
I teach them, hey, you know, I'm teaching the Word. If you don't believe in the Word, then, sister, you know, there may be something that we might need to do or take you somewhere. You know, I don't know. What do you believe? That will be my first comment to her, is what she believes and how she believes and where did she get her belief from. That's how I would start with her.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you do one-on-one counseling or one-on-one counseling for people who need just to talk just to you about the certain issues that they have or whatever their spiritual warfare that they're going through?
Yes, I have done that before several times, but I tell the women when they do come to me as a one-on-one, I ask them to stick with me. A lot of times when you're counseling with someone and when you tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly, a lot of times people run and don't come back, or they dip in and out, and let the enemy continue. I had one young lady that I love, and I love hard, and I'm asking God, can you do something about my heart? Because, honey, because when I love you, I love you.
It's
and
it.
I love her.
Amen.
And I mentor her. And, you know, I was telling her everything. I was giving my time to her and sowing into her and letting her know, hey, you know, you got to come out. Sometimes you don't need people to always be easy with you. You need some hard stuff sometimes, honey. Get to the root of the matter. You know,
yes,
hey, this
ma'am.
Is the real world out here. This, you can't get out here and be pacified with the enemy. He'll run right over you. So I
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Her, stick with me. Let me mentor you to the end. Let me give you what you need. I am, people think I'm so hard. I'm just a teddy bear. I love, you know, I love I'm real. You know, I'm just who I am because I've
can't
had
help yourself.
People in my life. They didn't pacify me. They didn't put a pacifier in my mouth and say, come on, honey, come on, honey. I had it the hard way, and I thank God that I did because I'm able to survive out here. So, yes, I do mentor.
Amen.
Like I told her, I'm not like the Gap Band. You can't keep running in and out of my life, sweet darling. You're going to either stay in or you're going to stay out. That's what I told her. I said, I'm not the Gap Band over here, so don't play me like I'm the Gap Band.
I know
that. We ain't been saved all our lives. Now we know about the Gap Band.
Amen.
You ain't gonna keep running in out of my life.
Right.
You ain't gonna do it. So yes, I will.
Amen.
Now,
I told y'all this one right here is real, and she don't pull no punches. It's just what it is. It's real. That's what I love about her. Go ahead.
You got a question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I can ask. Oh. Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Carol on the panel. I just wanted to say I'm enjoying your website. It's wonderful. And
thank you.
question about a young woman who is kind of Christianity principles and that of Jehovah's Witness.
Ask her because she meet up who?
Mr. Henderson. Can you mute your phone, please? We can get a question in.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry.
Okay, and what I was getting asked, and I love the fact that, like, you're straightforward and you just tell it like it is. But in approaching someone who's confused in between the world of Christianity and what the Word of God says versus what, and we all know, I mean, just like you said, you studied, and I have a degree in sociology and social science too, but I'm not an evangelist like you, but I have taken out the time to study Jehovah's Witness, and it totally contradicts everything that is true in the Word of God. I mean, so when you start there with that young woman, with what does she believe? But then, you know, would it then be your approach to come direct to her and letting her know that, you know, what Jehovah's Witness teachings are is just in total contradiction? There's nothing about what they say and do in their beliefs that really reconciles with the Word of God according to the Holy Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would tell her, because I've had the training and went through school on Jehovah's mm-hmm. Witness, so I will let her mm-hmm. know about the Jehovah's Witness and the different Buddhism and all that stuff. I studied all of those different religions, and I'm glad that I did, because there will come a time that you may have to minister to them and tell them why. So they will mm-hmm. have to have a choice to either believe which religion they're going to go in. So, yes, right. I would break it down to her one-on-one and let her know what the Jehovah's Witness believe and what Christian believes. And, again, mm-hmm. I have to ask her what she believes. Because mm-hmm, it's going to start mm-hmm. what she believes, and then what you believe and what they believe, which one mm-hmm. is what. It's contradicting each other. So that's, again, right. you know, you have to know what she believes, because if she doesn't believe God and she doesn't believe his word, then, okay, then you're an atheist. And atheists don't yeah. believe in God. So you got to know these different religions out here and what you're dealing with. One thing I will not do, I will not argue the word. I will not
right.
do that. I'm not going to sit here and be in no debate with you about the word. If that's what you right. believe, sweetie, Paul said in his word, be persuaded by your own mind.
Right.
That's what Paul told us. So, yeah, I would definitely break that down, since I do have some knowledge about the Jehovah's Witness. But one thing I do like about the Jehovah's Witness, they on fire for whatever they believe. The Christians
well,
sit
right
at home and sit up there and minister to them. So,
ma'am.
You know, a lot of that I got to give props to. Now, I don't believe in their doctrine,
yeah.
but, honey, the Muslims, they out there persuading
yeah.
and winning souls over to their kingdom. The Christians ain't doing nothing but doing a bunch of talking and a bunch of cussing and a bunch
Woo.
Of laughing and a hee-hee-ha-ha and all at the restaurant taking their wine, and they out there on the street working, trying to work. That's why they twisted up in the mind, because they working and we ain't.
Amen.
Now, see, y'all have got me on fire with that now, sister. You know I can
Amen.
Go there now, Sister Lewis. Sure.
Amen.
Let me tell you, I got to give you this testimony real quick. Sister Lewis, do we have time for that?
Yes, ma'am. You got approximately 12 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to do it in 5 to sum it up.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you how we are. And Sister Lewis, no, I'm transparent. I love to be transparent, because that's all the people going to get delivered. If we put a mask on, they'll never be delivered, because they don't know nothing we go through. I was just, my son's organization just kicked off the ground, and he had 30 people to turn, 30 boys to turn out to try out for his organization. Well, behold, you know, here come a sexy black chocolate brother walking into the gym. My eyes, I switched the eyes. Girl, I had to switch the eyes and say, oh, Lord, he is so sick. I wasn't lusting. I didn't go home with him. I just said he looked. I testified that at the church. So don't look at me crazy and think, oh, the evangelist. No, I'm single, and I have a right to say who is nice looking and who's not. So he was nice looking.
I know that. Amen.
But little did I know that he kept looking, and that was not a look of lust, but that was a look of discernment. And I said, God, I got to get out of my flesh and turn this thing around, because I don't know why we were watching each other, but I was taking that, oh, he's checking a sister out. I know I'm a brick house. I know I'm beautiful. I'm saved, sanctified.
Yeah.
And the glory of God is just shining all over me. So he's drawn to the light, Jesus.
Yeah.
But little did I know, my son, they invited my son over to watch, to break down the film and choosing people who they want to come. And my son didn't feel comfortable, because he was really out of order. The guy brought his fiance to the house, and it was supposed to be the man. So my son woke up, and I woke up something in my spirit. I said, something ain't right with that young man. So Brandon came in. He was a little quiet. He said, Mom, he said, I want to ask you something. What do you think about this coach? And I said, son, I was looking at that coach in the wrong eyes, but in these eyes, something ain't right with him. He said, I felt that. I couldn't sleep. I wrestled. He came in another motive. That's why he was watching me. That's why I say sometimes we gotta get out of the flesh, even though we can say they're cute. Jump out of the flesh, honey, and get in the spirit and see what God's saying about that young man or anybody for that matter. Everybody molded this, even though he know a game of basketball, but what was his motive? Mm-hmm. Even though you're a Christian, what is your motive? What is your motive? Because Satan got pimps and he got representatives out there that will come and destroy everything you're trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great testimony because even the other coach, see, Satan get us caught up emotional, y'all, vulnerable. That's when he comes in the most because we're vulnerable, because we're emotional, because we're going through some stuff, and that's when he comes in to take us on a little journey. He thought he was going to take my son and them on a journey, but I caught him on a dead run with the right eyes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
One more quick question. As a strong woman of God like you are, how do you stand against, you know, the very dominant male presence in the ministry? And you know what I mean with men, some men who think we don't, especially in terms of leadership and whatnot, don't think we have our place. So how do you deal with that?
Oh, I deal with it well, honey. They don't call me if you don't want me up there because I don't hold back. I don't care if you're the bishop, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher, the prophet, the prophetess. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. A lot of them try to do what they do, downplay me. But, you know, God is so good, and I keep it moving, and I keep it stepping. If I hit the preacher from the pulpit to the back door, that's how I carry. That's the anointing God gave me. So when I'm at your church and I'm preaching, I don't see pastors, I don't see bishops, I see souls. So I'm not a title person. So I tell another person, you know I'm a deliverer, don't call me if you don't want God to show up, because he's going to show up with a word.
Right.
Now.
How about that? Now, I don't care about the preachers out there, babe. They don't like me no way, so it's all good. And I'm going to preach the gospel, honey. I'm just like Mikey. You know, who is that, Sister Lewis, that on Halloween, they tried to kill him?
Jason.
Baby, they done threw me over in a ditch, and they done smothered me. They done did everything, but I keep coming alive. They done shot at me. They done did everything, Carol, but I'm yet still here. Only person going to take me out of here is my Heavenly Father, because I don't feel what man can do.
All right, Amanda Lewis, you go, girl.
That's my keep it real. That's my keep it real sister right there. I love her.
I respect the pastors now.
Yeah.
I respect leaders. I respect pastors.
Right.
I don't disrespect nobody. But honey, when it comes to preachers, thank you,
yes.
Sister Lewis. You are.
Yes, she
already know.
Real. I know that from the first time I met this lady, she was just real, and she couldn't help herself. It oozes out of the realness. But I wanted to just go ahead, and we have about 7 minutes, and I wanted to share with you. I was at we have a girl talk in Ferris every fourth Saturday at 6 to 8 p.m., and our subject on last Saturday was truth. And we were talking about how we cover our ears, we don't want to hear it, how we cover our eyes, we don't want to see it, we even cover our mouth to not to say it. But the thing is that if we don't speak truth, we're not freeing ourselves. In order for us to get free in Christ, we have to speak the truth. And to me, that ties in with that spiritual warfare that you have to go through, because during spiritual warfare, you have to speak the truth in order to get to the enemy and tell him he ain't what he is. And I would want you to elaborate a little bit on how you handle, what would you say about truth and spiritual warfare?
This is what I would say. Spiritual spiritual warfare is awakening truth.
Now, right.
When you
see,
know warfare, it's awakening truth. So you have to know the truth about what you're dealing with and about what you're going through with. Only the truth is going to set us free. So you have to have people in your life that's going to tell you the truth regardless if you like it or not. I need somebody hard on me. I need some accountability partner to tell me the truth. Now, Evangelist, now you know better. All you got to do is tell me you know better. You know the word. Even if I do know the word, I yet still go through my battles. I yet still go through things that I need to overcome. I am not perfect at this. I will not tell you I'm perfect at this. Honey, it seems like I've been behind the scene. I had to take my authority back and say, Satan, you are a liar. I have to get up and confess the word. I have to get up and speak truth. I have to tell myself, come out of the mindset, you can do all things through Christ with strengthening you. God said if he be for you, who can be against you? Greater if he is more than a conqueror. No matter what comes against me, I still got to yet hold on to truth. The truth says even though the weapon's going to form, it shall not prosper. You dig one ditch, you might as well fall in it, sister, because I'm taking everything to the Lord in prayer. I was up this morning, and I said, God, you better deal with this. I got word to bag it up on you, baby. So don't mess with me because I'm coming out with the word, not with my mouth because I have fought with my mouth. I had cussed you out several times, so I'm just telling you the truth.
Yes, ma'am.
About it. That's it. That's what we need to hear. That's what it is. And if they will never be free, they will never be able to fight if they don't walk in truth. They won't ever be able to be an overcomer if you don't walk in truth, whether you want to hear it or not. That's the only way you're gonna get free. And I'm like my sister now. I'm gonna tell you the truth, and I'm keeping it real with you. I'm gonna keep it real with you, and that's all that's gonna be in life. When we are rounding down, we have 3 minutes to go, and again, I'm gonna give you our number. Next Monday, you could call in to 310-982-4126 and join us. Sister, we have had Evangelist Brenda Williams tonight. Her website is changinglivesworldwide.org. If you'd like to go and sign up for her class, she'll be more than happy to get back in contact with you. We're going to try to get my sister, my friend, post for her on her website and maybe a link and to our website, and we can be referral for each other. So, Sister Evangelist Williams, would you mind going ahead closing us out in a word of prayer?
Yes. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we come once again, O God, in your presence. We thank you for what we heard tonight, O God. We ask that you will bless each panel, each speaker, each person that will assemble themselves together on this line. And, Lord, we pray for the host, God, that you will continue to bless Sister Lewis as she prosper her way through her ministry here online. And, Lord, we just thank you for everything that you're doing, that you're going to do, that you're already doing in our lives. Father, we speak truth over our life. We speak the word, and regardless of what storm we're facing, oh, God. Lord, we say thank you. We love you on this day, God, and we just bless you, God, and we forever sow into you with our time, with our money, with our love that we have for you. And Lord, we just ask God that everybody will be blessed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Sister Lewis, I need to give out my phone number.
Go ahead.
If they need to call me for anything, my number is 972-863-CLWM, which is 2596.
Could you say that again?
Repeat that.
See, like Carol's on fire. I'm expecting Carol. Is that Carol? I'm expecting Carol to call me.
Go ahead and repeat it again.
972-863-2596.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We thank our listening audience tonight for joining in. And, again, we apologize for our absence. It was a celebration month, since I must tell y'all. There was a holiday on February the 10th, and the holiday has been going on all the month. So we've just been a little absent. So we thank you for joining us tonight and with this powerful woman of God. And we ask that you continue to show up with us on Monday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. My sister, my friend, we are here for all of our sisters who may be having questions or wondering about things. We have our panel, our sisters that we can refer you to or get you in touch with. If you need us for anything, please don't hesitate to get with us, and please don't hesitate to call Evangelist Brenda Williams or get in touch with my sister, my friend, or Granny's Place, because our Minister Henderson, and we thank each of you tonight for participating in the show, those that just listened and those that called in and those who were having problems getting in, we're sorry. But join us again next Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Be blessed. I love you all. And again, I say thank you. And good night to you.
Good
Talk
night.
To y'all later.
Good night. Bye. Thank you, sister.
I love you.